This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sri Lanka is now under a state of emergency, one day after 290 people were killed and hundreds of others injured on Easter Sunday. Several Americans were killed in morning blasts, including a boy from Washington, D.C., according to Reuters. Rosie Senanayake is the mayor of the capital city, Colombo, where most people were killed in the Sunday morning bombings.
This is a very sad moment. This is a very cowardly attack, and it's not just an attack, it's a very gross, gruesome attack on humanity.
The island nation, pointing the finger at a little-known radical Islamist group for the series of devastating bombings. The country's health minister, Rajitha Senaratne, said Monday that the National Tawfiq Jamaat organization is responsible. Authorities said 24 people have been arrested so far. The United States on Monday said it is ending sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil. The hope is to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We've made our demands very clear to the Ayatollah and his cronies. End your pursuit of nuclear weapons. Stop testing and proliferating ballistic missiles. Stop sponsoring and committing terrorism. Halt the arbitrary detention of U.S. citizens.
The waivers will end for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging attacks in both countries. We have more on these talks between Iran and Pakistan on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.